New York Jihadi Arrested for Alleged Grenade Attack Plot on Times Square. By John Hayward on June 7, 2019. Federal and local authorities arrested 22-year-old Ashik Lalam of Jackson Heights, Queens, on Thursday for plotting to attack Times Square with guns and hand grenades. Law enforcement described the suspect as a lone wolf with no known links to any larger conspiracy to attack New York City. According to CBS News in New York, Lalam was taken into custody by the Joint Terrorism Task Force of the New York Police Department and FBI. He caught the attention of the task force by expressing interest in obtaining explosives for an attack in New York and also wanted to try killing senior government officials in Washington, D.C. The authorities launched an undercover sting operation and arrested Lalam when he attempted to purchase the weapons he wanted. NBC News in New York said Lalam made jihadist comments as to why he would target the crossroads of the world during his interactions with undercover law enforcement officers. According to NBC's sources, he was arrested while trying to purchase illegal guns, but had previously spoken of using grenades or a suicide vest for his attack. NBC reports. Lalam had allegedly spoken of wanting to get or use a suicide bomb vest and talked of hand grenades and explosives, as well as potential attacks on politicians in New York City and Washington, D.C. But a senior law enforcement official says he eventually came around to wanting to shoot up Times Square, and he allegedly tried to buy guns Thursday, which prompted his arrest. Sources say he was trying to buy guns with their serial numbers removed. NBC sources said Lalam's scheme proceeded as far as accumulating surveillance video of Times Square with his cell phone to plan his attack. The authorities believe there is no imminent threat to Times Square now that Lalam is in custody. NBC sources said he will not face terrorism charges. Prosecutors said Lalam mentioned several foreign terrorist organizations, including the Islamic State, during his exchanges with undercover federal agents. He also praised Osama bin Laden and expressed approval for al-Qaeda's attack on the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. "I want to die fighting, man," he told an undercover officer during a visit to a shooting range in Pennsylvania in January. CNBC described Lalam as a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. who is a citizen of Bangladesh. His neighbors in Queens described him as respectful and quiet, saying they were shocked to learn of his arrest. A search of his family home by federal agents on Thursday afternoon was noted by the community. Computers and boxes of goods were reportedly taken from the home by agents. A Canadian citizen named Abdul Rahman El-Banisa'i planned a spree of bombings and shootings in Times Square and the New York City subway system during the Ramadan holiday in 2016. Banisa'i was caught when he attempted to travel to New York by an undercover FBI agent posing as an Islamic State operative. Another would-be jihadi, Yemeni-born Mohammed Rafiq Naji, was arrested by the Joint Terrorism Task Force in 2016 after mulling over the idea of attacking Times Square to get the attention of Islamic State leadership. Naji's ideas included tossing pipe bombs filled with nails and running people over with a stolen garbage truck.